probably zero viewers.
Good.
Fuck them. Who cares?
Fuck them. Who cares? You know what? Everyone's getting geared up, getting honked up for what? The Lewis versus Tim Butterly? I think I might purchase the fight just to watch our boy. Alec, the great Alex Stein is there. I've seen him in the crowd so far. He looks good.
Are we live?
Yes, we are live. It looks like we're live. If we're not, then go YouTube and go fuck itself.
Yeah, I don't know. My phone sucks. Yeah, Alex Stein, he kind of trashed me on MLC this week as well.
I didn't take it as a trashing at all.
Well, he made it sound like I got drunk and wandered away, which maybe I did slightly, but he was all running all around and I lost him in the fracas with all the disgusting Palestinians around. And so that's what happened. It wasn't like I left.
Every time you and I have been to New York or anything, we all know like it's not a goodbye situation. You don't just say, hey, you're coming or we're going to disappear. That's why Chucky got so mad at me, because I just dipped. You know, you get into the crowd and then you're out of there.
Well, I did have his bag with all his belongings in it because I was being a good assistant. But he made it sound like I wandered off drunkenly and I just lost him in the crowd. I'm a great security guard.
Right. Well, I mean, he, Alex Stein is a sober man.
I remember
being sober.
He had some beers that night.
Really?
Yeah, he had a beer with me and Gino at Piece of Shit Sullivan's, which I'll never go back
Stein's
to.
Drinking? I didn't know that.
Wow, you heard it here first, folks. Wow.
Damn, I thought he was dead.
Yeah,
dead.
Had a couple beers with old Stein. He said he doesn't really drink, but he's not like sober and gay, which is why I like him. He'll like have a beer. He's not like a big drinker, but he'll have a beer here and there kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's funny in his, you know. He just gets he gets so good.
Well, I just saw a clip. I just saw a clip of him in a rainbow leotard, apparently, getting ready for his fight.
That's what I saw too. He was in the crowd.
Isn't Mike Harrington a fat? He's like 10 pounds of monkey shit.
He's been fighting. I think Alex Stein has no chance, and I did it before, and I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna bet against my fucking friend in a fight. Because, I mean, I slept next to Alex Stein, no big deal.
I bet against
Stevie Lou, and Stevie Lou showed up, you know. So I'm betting against Alex Stein today because I know that that Harrington has been training for a while now. He's been training with Lewis. By the way, Lewis finally had a decent guest the other day whenever he popped on MLC, thanks to Chad, who was definitely going to win this roast battle by a long shot.
Well, we'll get to that. One thing.
I mean, I'm sorry. I know I'm off the rails here, but
one thing at a time. I'm taking Alex Stein. He's a foot taller, and as I've always said, UFC, MMA, it's all fucking gay. Yeah, Mike Harrington is a fat slob. Alex Stein's a foot taller than him. MMA, all that shit is a glorified bar fight. Is Harrington that much smaller?
I think it is boxing.
Alex Stein's 9 feet tall.
But he can't throw. We both know Alex Stein. He can't throw a punch, dude.
He's a big boy. He's an athlete. He played football in Texas in high school.
I know him. I mean, yeah, we talked. Do you think it's worth buying the fight?
Pimp on a blimp. I'm Team Stein. Let the record show. Fuck
Stein,
Harrington.
I love you.
Fuck
I think
Lewis
you're in over
Joe.
Your head.
Fuck
I think Lewis it's going to be ridiculous. Yeah, fuck Luis de Gomez for sure. Such a hack, not wanting to be a part of our Lord and Savior.
Oh, it's behind a paywall.
It's $23.99.
No
I'm thinking
chance
about
in
buying
hell.
It.
No chance in hell I'll pay for that.
Should I just wait for the tweets?
Don't support.
All right, fine. I was going to do it. That's why I told my lady, I was like, I want to buy this, but let me get Stancil's opinion on the show before I do.
No,
because it kicks off in 2 hours, but I wanted to watch our boy Alex fight. I'm not excited to watch Lewis J. Gomez fight. Who cares? Fighting
Who cares?
Tim Butterly. Ooh, he keeps promoting it. No one's even watching. No one cares.
No one cares. A lot of people care.
People care more about this Ray DeVito versus Chad Rose battle.
Well, we got to hold on. We're going to get to that. We got to go backwards first because you had a shit show of a show last week that I was only on for 2 minutes.
Right.
Because you had 9 people on it.
Well, I got to say, man, last week, not feeling it. didn't really want to do a show. I asked. Well,
if I can stop you. Before you get to your point, that's exactly, you're making, and I'm agreeing with you. That's exactly it. When you want to just do a shitty show, you have on nine people on screen, which is what all these other shows do. And we don't usually do that. So go ahead.
We never do that. I mean, you and I is the best show. We don't need guests.
Guests are gay.
You know, we work off each other. Even my lady, she loves watching Sports Mass Collective here on Ski Mass Media.
Everybody loves it. It's a huge hit. Taking the world by storm.
You know what? I've been so lazy with the channel because, frankly, folks, I got to tell you, I got a job that I actually enjoy now.
Whoa, real job.
Can you believe that? For the first time in 10 years.
What can you tell us about? I mean,
I can't tell much because now, you know, folks that they're going to try to shut it down. But they know about the channel and all that stuff. But what I can say is it's making me happy. I'm no longer feeling the fulfillment that I used to feel from Ski Mask Media. That being said, I know that's going to come to an end and I can always come back to the Ski Mask Media. So you're right when you say there's no reason that I should have did a show last weekend. Just to put something out there.
My point was more bashing these other shows.
I know that's your point, but I'm bouncing off your point because I agree with you. Because what actually happened was I texted all those guys and said, "Can you do my show today?" And none of them got back to me. So I get ready for showtime. I knew Cabana King was going to be who went to a Trump rally, by the way. Tried to measure the piece, didn't work, and
couldn't find it.
Couldn't find the piece, but he was fourth row, classic, hilarious. And I wanted to have him as a co-host because you and Cabana, of course, have an underlying beef on who's the better co-host.
Of course.
Obviously, it's you. But he was the first. And I don't even know what my point is. The point is, I love my job. I don't feel like doing shows. I mean, I used to do shows because I was running away from the job. I don't know what to do anymore. It's ridiculous. I haven't even uploaded the audio from last week.
Wow, terrible.
I keep forgetting to put up the stuff you put on, which makes me feel bad.
Yeah, you should feel bad. I feel terrible. I'm going to kill myself.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, I'm going to be homeless. I'm going to live in my car, and that's just what's going to happen. I don't want favors.
Shut up.
I don't want
favors. You got a place to stay with either
myself or Chucky. I'm not asking favors. I'm not living in somebody else's house. I don't want a roommate. I'm not asking for handouts, and I'm not going to fucking... This is the problem that the society we've built is you basically just have to be a slave to afford anything, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not buying into it. That's sheep shit. So I'm not going to kill myself working two jobs or whatever just to afford a fucking apartment, a shitty apartment. One thing, if it's a house, a nice house, you can't afford anything around here or anywhere these days. So rather than kill myself just to make it by, I'm exiting society very quietly. I'm just going to totally disappear one of these weeks, and nobody will ever
see me again. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do then? What am I supposed to do then, Stancil? Just stop. I mean, think about this. My paycheck for a week is $667 for 1 week.
Oh, one away from being a good number.
You know, yeah, we tell the truth here, nothing but the truth. I make $667 a week.
Wow.
You know how much? My rent is $1,600 a month.
Yeah. At least you split it. I don't want to split it.
Barely. I mean, what if? But yeah, what, that's what I'm saying.
I at least am
lucky enough to split the rent. But knowing you living down in Stanford, that's expensive shit.
Yes.
It's very expensive.
And like you said, $1,600 around here is about the minimum you can find. And you have a decent place because you're up there. You got a few bedrooms down here. That's a studio.
I got a bedroom
so
and a half.
I'm going to kill myself working all these hours or having to pick up a second job just to pay for a fucking hole in a wall. Fuck off. I'm not buying into this slave society our ancestors fucking agreed to. I'm out.
Now, Stancil, what could change your mind about possibly, you know, pulling this off? I hate to say it on the air. I feel like, you know, the last couple of weeks you've been coming on the show and saying things like that might get us in trouble. Is Gino putting you up to this?
No, but Gino.
I don't think we can say what you just said, you know, without getting in trouble.
Why not? This is a comedy podcast. It's all
this is a real podcast. Fuck comedy. It's not a comedy podcast. This is the real ass podcast. You want to exit this world. That's the best way to say
it. I'm talking to you. I was just talking to YouTube's lawyers there to cover our ass. Good. Wink, wink. It's a comedy podcast, YouTube.
I'm making some jokes here. That went right over my head.
I'm not going to kill myself.
I did. I'll send you this picture. I did close my. Of course, did not show my lady this, but Vinny Cash did ask me to close my balls in my produce drawer last night. Hilarious. What's Vinny Cash's problem? Vinny Cash is very hungover today.
What's he mad at me about?
He's mad because you weren't thankful for the mic, really, and then you kind of trashed him a little bit on one of the shows.
What do you mean? I thanked him on multiple shows for the mic.
You did thank him, but it didn't seem genuine. So I think Vinny Cash is a little bit up in arms about that. You know, Vinny's a good dude. Like, he wants to be one of the boys.
Tell him not to be gay. Tell him not to be a woman.
I'll tell him, all right.
I sent him a message and thanked him. I thanked him on the show multiple times. Anytime I talk about the mic, I thank him.
All right. It's official, folks. He's not mad at Stancil. It is fake news. Okay,
yeah, I thanked him personally. I always thank him on the show for the mic. I am thankful. And
Vinny, do me a favor. Send me a picture of the produce.
Let me see that.
So I can send it to Stancil. I'm not going to put it up, of course. But
you talking about his cock?
Vinny Cash and I were hitting the slots last weekend.
I'll hit a slot.
And nothing.
How did it go?
No big deal or nothing. No, nothing huge. We weren't winning. We were down $3,000. And so we decided to see what Santa Claus was up to in one of these Santa reel things.
Oh, sorry.
We hit a bonus, and I go, Vinny, I think we just won $13,000. He goes, that's coins. I go, nope, Vinny, I think we just won. And then it popped up on the screen, 13 G's. So we both flipped out. We cashed out 10,000. I took five. He took five. And then we gambled the rest away. But yeah, that's why I think, you know, I got a new bed coming. I paid off all my debts.
You sent me a little bit. You sent me an envelope. A nice little envelope was heavy.
Oh, I think Vinny just sent you the picture of me close.
Well, I'm doing the show from my phone because once again, I don't know why nothing works. I have the beautiful Vinny Cash mic right here in the bag. I tried it, but nothing ever works for me. So another reason I'm going to leave this place.
Well, I noticed you said new laptop. Did you get a new laptop?
No, not new. My other one. I have two laptops and they're both
one for gay porn, one for straight. Or what?
One is slower than the other one. I use one for music. They're both pieces of shit. I can't tell which one is worse. They're both terrible. I need to bring it to a Japanese man to fix.
I mean, when I went to Walmart that day, I sent you a picture. It's $179 to get a laptop that, you know, you download the newest package. It will, you know, take in the info for this.
All right. I'm going to do something before I forget. I'm going to call this. Can you still hear me if I close this thing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes.
I'm going to call this fucking. So I've been looking at trying to find a place to live that I can afford.
Okay.
And perhaps I made the mistake of looking on YouTube because anything on all the apps.
What apps are you using? I can tell you how to find a place.
Trulia, Zillow, Apartments, Homes, all the bullshit.
Go to Craigslist. I know you don't use Facebook. That's where I found my place.
What did I say? I said Craigslist, didn't I?
You said Trulia or Zillow.
No. I said I found. So I use Craigslist. Maybe I misspoke. So I use Craigslist because all the apps suck. And everyone I've contacted give me the runaround. So this person had me give them $50. Venmo to hold
application fee.
No, a Venmo. Yeah, so they could hold it and not. And then they've been giving me the runaround since. Like I told them when I could do it. Ignore me. I texted them 2 days later. Said when can I see it? She told me these times that I told her I couldn't go. So I texted them this morning because I'm not in a good mood. If you can't tell, I said, hey, it doesn't seem like this will work. I like to kindly ask for $50 Venmo deposit to be returned. And then they said, can I send my another Venmo? And I just said, what? And that's
call
the last
them,
I heard.
Call them.
So I'm going to call them. I have the phone in my hand.
Why don't you give me the phone number? Give me the phone number. I'll call them.
No, because I really want my money back. How are
I'll
you?
I'll call gonna... them and I'll ask them to give, because I got a Texas phone number, so they'll think you know they're in some serious business.
All right, I'll text you the number.
Yeah, text me the number. I'll give them a call right now.
Wait, maybe I should text them. I'm gonna say I'm gonna have my lawyer call you. Should I say that?
Yes, say that, and then I'll call them. I'll be the lawyer.
Okay, I'm texting right now. I'm having my lawyer follow up. Okay.
Yeah, some literally beloved Chad and said have Ski Mask call as your lawyer.
I'm having my lawyer follow up. All right, and now the number. I'm not going to give it out. We're going to text.
No, just text it to me real quick. I'll give him a call. I'll give him a ring. See what's going on over there. Thank you, beloved Chatter. Have Ski Mask call as your lawyer. Oh, you guys are reading just alike.
All right. I sent you the number.
All right. Let's give him a ring. See what's going on over here. All right. So you sent him the text.
I did. I paid the application.
Now, remember, I'm deaf in one ear, so I'm going to have to pull out the headphone.
Just listen to this first. Go ahead. I followed up with them. I set up a time. They were being real dodgy. I felt weird about it, but it's only so. And then it's been over a week, and they still can't get back to me. And they keep giving me the runaround. So I just
going
to
get ripped off every time.
Very, exactly. Very simple. I just want the $50 Venmo holding thing back so they can rent it to someone. It's not crazy. Anyway, go ahead, lawyer.
Thank you, Little Lemmy. Little Lemmy, legal
Thank
fee.
You, Little Lemmy, for my...
Thank you, Lemmy. You're the best.
Yeah. Is Lemmy hot?
I think so. I really do. I think she's a beautiful
lady.
Send
me some pics, Lemmy. I'll send you a pic of my cock.
She's not like that. She's hot in my sense. Like, she doesn't try to be hot, you know.
I like that too.
Yeah. No, you got me off track here. Let me
Oh, she was watching Sports Mash. She gave a couple shekels to Sports
Mash.
Everybody, a great show. Gino called in yesterday.
I haven't been through the whole show yet, so don't.
Gino called in. Kelly ignored me.
Really?
I made some tremendous points on yesterday's show. Really a great
one. Kelly was a little upset with you yesterday for some reason.
Yeah, fuck her.
I think I was at work. She was like blowing up my DMs.
Because of me, she's all famous now. She's loving the attention. I have all these voicemails, but I'm on my phone, so I can't play them.
Oh, great.
Send him to Ski Mask, Kelly, you stupid bitch.
Lemmy says you're making me blush. No, you're a beautiful lady, and you're great at drawing. Thank you for
blush.
I'll make you blush. All right.
Make your vagina blush.
Stop. I'm not in the mood to laugh. All right,
call
Stancil,
my fucking...
Listen, in all seriousness, I gotta be honest. The last two apartments I had, this one and the one I had in Texas, I found on Facebook Marketplace. I'll give you my fake Facebook.
Facebook is gay.
It's gay. I'll give you the fake. I got a fake that I use sometimes. I'll give you the login info. You get on there. You use the Marketplace, because in order to sell on the Marketplace, you have to have documented phone number, email, all that shit. So there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. All right.
Yeah,
you just got classically ripped off is what
I
happens,
did, and that's like. Why. And I'm not the one. I ain't the one, nigga. I ain't the one to play with. So we're gonna take care. I ain't the one. I'll fucking. I got nothing. I have no life. I have nothing to lose. I'll find this person and I'll finish him.
The sexy hottie, beloved Chatter. I think Lemmy has spoken for her, but I'll get her that hog, big boy.
I'll send you.
All right,
you
so beloved Chatter,
hog.
If you want, here's what you gotta do. You have to send $100 to Kelly P is me. And you also have to send a picture of your piece. And then in return for that $100 and a picture of your hoggage, you get a picture of Stancil's hoggage.
Them's the rules. I don't make them.
That is the rules.
Them.
And she also has pictures of Cabana's hog. But, of course, you want to see Stancil's, obviously, because he's definitely
hotter
boy. Yeah,
she's a disgusting.
Bowl slip. Remember, for 5 months. Go deep.
Balls
We're
deep.
Going deep,
another,
all right. Listen,
another sports mask. He was watching live yesterday as well.
Good deal. Let me, that's a shit deal. Come on. That's a great question.
The great dead fool donated to Sports Mass yesterday as well.
Really?
Even though he said, fuck Jim Stancil, fuck him.
Yeah, thanks. I think Deadpool's mad at me for some reason. He hasn't been in the
car. Are you going to call this piece of shit?
Yeah, I am. I was just getting through. We're talking Hawk's Eyes now.
Oh, sorry,
I'm in the morale of the show. But Love Chatter says, my piece is bigger. Do I get half back? What do you think about that?
I'll think about it. Half down my throat.
Oh, hey, Love Chatter.
You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Yes, you will be here for the lawyers. Speaking of lawyers, folks, what should my lawyer name be? Matthew Perry?
Chandler Perry. All right. Give him a ring. Hey, you tell me, rip, you fucking piece of shit.
I'm going to leave a voicemail. I'm going to
get we're leaving a voicemail. We're leaving it. Client, you could tell my Venmo. I don't care. At DaveD23. Oh, I don't care. You people feel free to send me money.
The mailbox belonging to 925.
Of course. It's full. It's full.
4199 is full and cannot accept.
We'll just
record a voice message and send it to him. Or, yeah, keep calling him. Or record a voice thing and send it to him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we'll give him another jingle.
Yeah. I'll do it right after this ring. Don't worry.
Just impersonate a police officer. It's not illegal.
This is a great one. Masturbator. Not Matt, bad. Chris Mack coming in with a Scoogine mask.
Mask
Stein.
Yeah. They are.
I'll try this one.
Of course, I stand with Gaza. Listen, like I said, we need to bring the Christian Crusades back and just level that whole land and take it back for the Roman Catholics.
True.
Fuck both sides. You know what I mean?
Kelly's sending me the voicemail.
Of course she is. Now she's texting everybody. Fucking whore.
First of all, hold on. I'm gonna read. All right, I'll read.
Matt Sturbator's pretty damn.
Read the this text from Kelly. He's so crabby today. He was taking it out on me. He wanted the most recent voicemail. I'm off work. He said he wanted to call me. I'm available now. Also, I'm sending voicemail right now. All right.
I'm on my phone.
Going on. I guess, you know, Ray DeVito's still dropping some of these voicemails.
It's Ray DeVito here, the host of the Rock Bottom podcast. So I was just looking and I seen that you haven't uploaded a workout video in a while, but that's okay. I'll only get kind of angry, usually at black people, but that's just me, Ray DeVito. It's Halloween, so I was wondering what you're going to be dressing up as. Because I'm Ray DeVito, I was thinking that you should go as a whore with a mouth full of cum after that whore just got their arse eaten out. Arse, of course, is a word that Italian Americans use all the time. So get back to me whenever you can with photos and videos. And blowjob instruction tips. Okay, thank you. It's Ray DeVito.
Wow. I mean, do you think Ray DeVito should be wasting his time leaving these voicemails instead of getting ready for this big,
roast? He was a bit unhinged. It's on Twitter. Who tagged me in it? Was it Little Lemmy? Gina. Gina sent me a clip of... an orange and the guy with the mask were sniping Ray, I guess.
Me?
No. Who's there?
I'm the only guy with a mask.
No, there's the other gay guy with like the Rey Mysterio mask.
I know who he is, but I'm the only guy with a real mask.
Okay, well, that's my point. Whatever. But they were watching a clip where Ray was saying he's going to have me in the bullpen to read his jokes. Have you seen this?
Oh, no, I have not seen the clip, of course. I don't click on things with other people in masks and oranges.
Kelly,
and
stop texting me. I'm doing the show from my phone. I see you're texting me. I can't pick it up. I'm doing the show from my goddamn phone.
Yeah, Kelly,
phone.
If you want to talk, get
stupid
in the chat.
Bitch.
Get in the chat if you want to talk, Kelly.
Send her the link.
I'll send her a link, all right.
Yeah, I'll send her a fucking link.
Yeah, Chris Mack, I don't want to say the name because, I mean, people, you know, copying the bit, and then you got this clown.
Well, no, my point was only, I don't know, Ray is unhinged. We'll get to Ray in a minute. We still have to go backwards. Yes. What happened to you were supposed to have a guest announcer on the fight last week, didn't you?
I was supposed to have a guest announcer.
Yeah, what happened?
You know, he called me the day before.
I teased it out on my sports show. I told him you were going to have a very special guest announcer. And then I see the
he texted me the next day and did apologize. He did apologize, so I'll take that. But at the same time, I show up with all the gear. I got a table. I got a mask. I got all this I got two lawn chairs that I'm setting up in the middle of a fucking gym. Now I look like an asshole because I have no one there to sit next to me. I look like a fucking dickhead sitting there. It was the most. My girlfriend could not take it. She went next door to the bar. She's like, I can't.
I thought you did a fine job.
Well, yeah, but if you were there, you know, and looking down, there's people working out behind me. I looked ridiculous. It was so stupid. And just to be by myself in the little bubble there is, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wanted some kind of host. So Mead said, Aunt Mead said, if you're not going, he'll host with me. And I was like, okay. He called me the night before. I said, I'll pick you up on the way. I text him while I'm on my way. He goes, nothing. I get nothing. So I figured he's just going to be there because it's real close.
No,
to
a tale as old as time. Right. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this story.
So I show up and nowhere to be found. So then I just start running the live stream and I'm figuring the fight's about to happen. I went through like 45 minutes of just trying to make it without a fight.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what I can film. And then I got the owner coming up. He thinks we're some big stars. He wants to try to promote his gym. And then, so what happened was the owner sat down. I was like, yeah, promote your gym. Stevie Lou told me not to give out the address. So the owner gives out the address. Come to find out, I left like immediately after the. All right, we're back.
I'm back.
My Wi-Fi likes to shit out every now and then.
I thought it was me.
No, it was me. I meant to tell you that.
Nothing works.
All right, so yeah, what happened was I gave out the address to the gym and someone ordered a shit ton of pizzas. And so Stevie was talking about it on a podcast and I was like, I think it was on MLC. And I was like, yeah, we gave out the address on the live stream and someone ordered like a lot of pizza for the fighters. Crazy.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely better than coleslaw. So I lost my rhythm there after losing my
Wi-Fi. We were really in a flow state.
Definitely a flow state, folks. Yeah, this isn't going to be the longest show. I can promise you guys that. I got a pot roast going. Got all kinds of stuff going. So stupid. So
pot roast in?
Yeah, I got a pot roast. I put it on 6 o'clock this morning.
Nice Saturday roast. Oh, nice Saturday weekend roast.
You know what's funny? I'm going to a Halloween party tonight. Can you believe that?
Wow. Really? Making
Isn't
friends.
Halloween over? Isn't Halloween over?
Yeah. Well, it's also Ray DeVito's birthday weekend because he's a high school girl.
Oh, is it? Let me call him.
Give him a call. His birthday's tomorrow and he's been celebrating his birthday for fucking 3. Ask him if he really wants me to do that. I'll be at work, but maybe I can... Is there music playing or am I losing my mind?
Oh, hold on. Let me tell her to turn down the fucking TV. No, it's a TV in my background. She's watching the show because she wanted to. She heard that I haven't told her that I put my balls in the fucking produce drawer.
Wait, what?
The picture that Vinny sent you.
Sent me?
Yeah, he sent it in a group text. No, Vinny. Thought it'd be hilarious. He goes, hey, I'll send 500 more to gamble if you put your balls in the produce drawer. And I didn't tell her about it, but she heard me talking about it, so I guess she tuned in the show. I don't know. So she was a little bit upset about that because all that produce went into the roast. But it's gonna cook out, you know. It's just a pair of balls.
That refrigerator looked like it was pretty cold.
Oh, it was definitely cold. I mean, I was able to...
I could tell.
I was able to go shopping.
You had a little teeny weeny.
That and I was high on Adderall, just getting off work.
Oh, boy, that'll give you a little fucking snow cap.
Yeah, dude, I'm high on Adderall right now. I might got a teeny weeny.
Turns into a little white chocolate Hershey's Kiss.
It's crazy, dude. It goes from nice size to nothing. It just like shrinks inside your body.
You know, yeah, you gotta enhance the size.
You know what? Beloved Chatter makes a great point. Hold on, I hate to cut you off. Balls are always funny. Dicks are rapey, and I kind of agree with that. Balls are funny.
Balls and farts can't go wrong.
Balls and farts are always funny.
Name this episode Balls and Farts.
All right, I'll definitely do that after. I still got to upload the audio from last
week. Oh, you got a lot of work to do.
I got to upload sports.
You got to put the pregame on Patreon. So these
Patreon. I did do that.
Oh, I didn't even look. We had a great time on the Tuesday. We always have a great time on the pregame.
I never watched the pregame show. I just watched sports.
Well, you're a piece of shit.
Well, I know. I'm garbage. I'm a garbage human. I don't watch nothing. This is the first job I've ever had where I don't feel like I have to put fucking headphones in. It's amazing.
You'll kill yourself soon enough.
Oh, I know. I mean, I've come very close a couple of times. Don't worry. You'll get through it. If you need a roof over your head, I'm right here. You can stay here.
Yeah, I got a roof. It's my car. Beautiful SUV, Subaru Forester.
You could sleep in that thing. You could make that.
I do. I already have a mattress for it. I slept in it before when I was camping.
Why don't you just do that for a little while? Save up some money.
My only problem is I have the dogs, so I don't know what I'll do when I have them. But yeah, I'm just gonna live in my car. I'm getting out of the slave society. I might quit this job. I might just quit. Oh, I'm done. I'm totally done. If it wasn't for the dogs, I would be already gone. So you can thank my dogs.
Well, one of them's kind of old now, right? I was reading the other day.
The big Jethro just turned 12. Happy birthday to Jethro and his lawyers. And Noah is probably around the same age. We don't really know.
So they're getting older. Now what are you going to do if they, decide to fall over?
Unalive myself, most likely.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. That's why I asked. But you're going to do that anyway. Now, could you unalive yourself and leave the boys behind with good conscience?
No, I can't. This is also why I haven't left already.
Exactly. So I know you love the doggies, and you're not going to do it because you're a pussy in the end of the day.
I'm a pussy until they're not alive.
You talk about doing it, but you're never going to do it.
Well, I'm not going to, not while they're alive. So when they go on, then keep an eye out. Get your popcorn ready.
You should do it live on In Hot Water.
I might do it live.
You know, remember when you threw the mouse out the window?
Yeah.
Why don't you just throw yourself out the window next time?
We're getting there. I threw my piss out the window a few times, too.
Yeah, I saw that. Hilarious. All right. We all know. Yes, we know, Kelly. Relax. That's the whole point. I'm trying to get him to not unalive himself. Right?
Shut up, Kelly, you fucking bitch.
All right. In the middle of a show. Before we get to the MLC wrap-up of the week, of course.
Right.
I got a couple more voicemails to play from Ray DeVito himself. That he is constantly sending.
I got it. You got to pick up a pen, Ray. Pick up a pen and stop leaving these words. Let it pound it. Wow, he sounds manic. That's really
dumb. Whoa, that was weird. That was a weird one.
I will say that's the best impression I've ever heard Ray do.
Right.
Again, you know, the host of the Rock Bottom podcast. You probably don't know that I left the Shuly Network recently. That's because I wanted to dedicate more time to eating your ass right in the middle of the gym in front of black guys. Not that that matters. I'd eat your ass in front of black guys.
Ray.
Anyway, so I was wondering, when it comes to working out, you obviously need your protein shakes. Well, I've got something that you can shake and will fill you full of protein. In fact, I'll put so much cum in your mouth that will look like your teeth
are beginning to melt.
I am Ray DeVito, and have a good workout.
Wow, jeez, Ray.
Disgusting, Ray.
Ray has really got to fucking relax.
He's going to make me start rooting for Chad.
I know, man. I hate to say it, but Chad's been good on the show lately. I mean, he put on Lewis, which is funny.
Yeah, he's been good, like a.
At the same time, I was wondering, like, why was Chad there? I mean, I know it's being hosted in Tampa, but was Chad just trying to like post himself up? Oh, you got a phone call.
No, I saw Joey C. Have you ever heard of this Joey C?
I've heard people talk about it. I heard he has terrible sound. But...
Yeah, I haven't. I never heard of him either. Let's move on.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Who cares about that? Anywho, great, 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 fantastic week of the Lord. I still can't get over. It's going on a t-shirt. As soon as I stop being lazy, I got a couple of t-shirts I need to make. I got to make the Anywho t-shirts. The bicycle pics from the paparazzi. I mean, does it get any better? Does it get any better? Great.
He's wearing the baklava underneath to keep his little ears warm.
It's so fucking... My stepmom texted me, said, I see your boy on the news. He must be loving it. And I was like, yeah, he's definitely eating it up. I mean, great week of MLC. You know why? You know why? Because he really didn't spend that much time on it. It right. still was... the paparazzi was outside my house. But anywho, Bob Levy stinks. He's doing bumps. You know, he's just right back in the same right. shit. No
Any
matter what's
other
going on.
Hacks, if they were covered on TMZ, all these other comics would make a month out of it.
Absolutely.
Kevin, he mentioned it here and there, but exactly right. I thought about that too, that he wasn't really harping on it. And a big win for Kevin Brennan and a big win for us and me. As in most of the articles, he's wearing a t-shirt with my face on it underneath that jacket.
I know. I got to find that.
I went international.
Print. Yeah, you now, did. You were international. You were over in India, I think. You were in, where else were you posted?
England. That's the Daily Mail. The
Maybe
Post.
You should take a trip to England and see yeah. people recognize you. See what's going on.
Take a trip
in
a coffin.
You want to build your coffin?
Yeah. I'd get you on TaskRabbit. Hit you up on TaskRabbit.
Hit me up on Thumbtack. TaskRabbit stinks.
Thumbtack, TaskRabbit, Pushpin.
I got thrown off of Thumbtack thanks to the great Joe Exotic.
Wow,
it's been nice to me lately. So don't ruin it, Joe Exotic.
I'd be worried about that.
I'm very worried. That's why
I will say yes. Say what you want, and I'll say what I want. But Joe Exotic is the old guard. I think he also agrees. A lot of these super chat losers are hacks. The Borgos, Borgo stinks. Borgo totally stinks. I said it mostly on Sports Mask. I know
he would never be on the show.
I tried to rant about it on when I came on Briefy last week, but my everything sucked, so I couldn't talk. He should never be on the show, and he's Borgo and his brethren, the high rollers. I mean, they remind me of the guys who join fraternities just to have. I've always thought frats are gay. You're basically just paying for friendship, you know. And I think that's gay. And he was like telling hooker stories aren't cool. Hookers are gay. That means you can't have sex with women on your own. I've never paid for sex once. I think it's gay. And I think when you talk about it, you're a loser. So,
right. So it's one of those things. Like if you're gonna do it,
and then his wife cheated on him. His wife cheated on him multiple times, and his other wife. And then he told the story like his a magician stole his wife's watches. That never happened. Your wife did a gangbang with her two friends.
What about the Michael Jordan story? What about the Michael Jordan story?
Probably fake too.
Completely fabricated. There's no, somebody proved to me that it actually happened.
He would never be on the show or be acknowledged. He'd be treated like shit by Kevin if he wasn't paying bills because he's not funny and he stinks. And horses stink.
And you think if he had that much money and he knew he was going to be on the show, maybe I should order some gear. You know, maybe a microphone because I know Kevin will, add me to a show at some point. Now,
well, that
sounds sucks
too. That's just it too. God forbid anybody else you drop out Wi-Fi for a second or your mic clicks for a second. Kevin jumps down your throat and he let that guy not only not be funny for 2 hours, but could barely hear him half the time. And the other thing too, I mentioned again, I said this on Sports Mass last week. But I'll say it on here, our major, huge flagship show, thousands,
bigger than Rogan,
millions of viewers. Rogan stinks compared to this.
Right.
He talks about Ray. He likes to bash Ray. First of all, Ray is everybody jokes on Ray. Ray is a real comedian. First of all, I've seen him on stage. He does fine on stage. Second of all, making fun of his toys, whether it's bobbleheads or a horse or a Lamborghini, it's all toys. It's all shit. So
Lamborghini's the same as the bobblehead.
Bingo. And so is a horse.
100%.
It's all the same shit. So you pay, probably dumber even, because you spend so much money on it and it's still just a toy. Right. So fuck off.
I agree with you on that point.
Money is gay. Caring about money is gay. It makes you a sheep. Rack me.
Rack you. Yeah, you know what? You're completely right.
I know I'm right. I'm always right. Vinny and I
won that big bonus last weekend. I got so excited. I withdrew $5,000 for myself, sent $5 to Vinny. Guess how much money I have left, Stancil? $6. I blew every fucking... I bought a new bed. I bought groceries.
Ooh.
Now, I got to say, I actually liked this guy on the show last week. I was king size. Big
whoa,
king.
Whoa,
me and my lady been sleeping on a full size for 2 years. I'm tired of that shit.
Wow.
I said, babe, we get this bed, you're not going to see me no more. Stop.
So does it touch all four walls in your room?
I don't know. I'm going to deliver tomorrow. That's why I said we couldn't do that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I live in a small apartment. Yeah, it probably will. We'll see what's going on with that. No, it'll take
put it in the living room. Sleep in the living room like
that's
your
what, neighbors. No, that's literally what Cabana King does. He has his bed in his living room. He doesn't even use. I wanted to give a shout out to this guy because I
his
hate
coke
that.
Bed. He does coke on that bed.
Well, he does a lot of things on that bed. You should see his new chick. Woo! He sent me pics. Anywho,
pics of his cock next to the chick.
No, well,
probably.
Pics, yeah, well,
you guys are gay together, remember?
Well, no, he just sends me pics of him pounding her out in the shower.
Oh
hilarious.
God, you're kidding.
I'm not.
You watch your brother have sex weekly?
He didn't send me a video. He just sent me a pic of her. I didn't see his piece or nothing. I'm looking at her bent over with the tits out, and I'm like, okay, I know what he's doing.
Oh, God.
I want to give a shout out to Zero Dark Tony. I thought this guy was a clown for a long fucking time. He might still be a clown, but he was on the show last week. I'd love to do a show with Stancil, myself, and Zero Dark Tony on one. Because I got to say, I was kind of impressed with him. I thought he was funny.
The gentleman with the sunglasses.
Right. I thought he was good. He had good sound. He was funny. He knew when to butt in, when to butt out. He didn't try to overstep his presence. But yes, I do have ski masks for the piece. This is a brand new one, so the old ones always go on a hoggage. Let's see here. I got a couple more. This isn't all of them, folks. If you want one signed, I mean, there's many years. This is just like... 3 out of the 14. This is the new one that's going on the dome next weekend. This one will be retired after this show.
Wow.
They're on sale, folks. If you want them, it's $50 a piece.
Sure.
Just QR code, email me your address, skimaskcollective@gmail.com. If you want a true piece of history, folks.
Make it 200. I'll throw in a dick pic.
200 dick pics thrown in. You see how easy that is, people?
200
dick pics. You see how fucking easy
that
is? You know, I'm saying $50. Like, I don't need them. You know, they're just getting.
I've been throwing around dick pics all willy nilly on Twitter and DMs. I got to slow down. I got to be careful.
Kelly, tell KC Thursday.
KC stings. KC,
I love
KC.
No, don't even start. Don't start. That's why I said Thursday at 5 o'clock. So I'll do a show with him without you because I think KC fucking rules.
Enjoy. Have fun. Boring
KC rules. Rules, Stancil.
Boring stories from half a century ago. Enjoy.
No, he's not. No, we don't talk stories.
Everybody sucks.
Dude. Everybody does suck, but don't take it out on everybody, Stancil. You got more mentions on MLC this week than I did.
Yeah, because I tell the truth.
You were getting all jealous because I was doing MLC. What's funny is Kevin did text me. I have the text receipts I can send you. But he goes, hey, can you let everyone know my Twitter's down? Or can you send a tweet letting everyone know my Twitter's down? I'm like, what the fuck? You don't ever text me back when it's time to do the show. Yeah, why do you hate KC? Kelly wants to know. I think KC's a great dude. He doesn't tell the old hack stories.
As
like
with
John
Borgo, as with KC, as with most people, I have nothing against these people. If I saw these people in person, I'm sure I'd be fine with them. I'm just talking.
You wouldn't be fine with Borgo in person. Borgo stinks.
Well, he does. Well, if he stunk in person, I would tell him he stinks.
Right.
No, I don't know. He just seems boring. He's from the. I don't
care
about anything.
Chris Mack said exactly what I'm trying to say. KC is a really good guest. He's just shooting the shit instead of reliving the glory.
I'll accept that. That's a decent point.
That's what I was trying to say. This is exactly what KC does. He's had pancreatitis 6 times, so me and him get along. That's why I like to do a show with him.
You're both going
to... Yeah, right. We're both alcoholics. We're both gonna croak and have a
you're
seizure.
Not, you're not,
if
you're
you make
not,
a go, if you make a GoFundMe, I'm coming out of that grave to beat your ass.
Oh, Gino loved that. Gino loved, absolutely loved that. And it's true. Yeah, you're not weak like those BYB guys. You're still alive. Anywho, somebody get worked to. Somebody get word. I already. Kevin was talking about it this week on MLC. I already talked to Karen Fien 2 weeks ago, Kevin. I tried to text you. I literally asked her when she was here at the soccer ball club. I said, Kevin wants you to do MLC. When are you going to go on? She said, tell Kevin when he gets me past at the cellar, I'll do his podcast. That's a quote from Karen Fien. I'm out here in the trenches doing the work of our Lord and Savior, Kevin Brennan. You're all hacks.
Let me call the brand master himself, see if he's getting I'll give KB a ring.
Tell Kevin to call that person who won't give me my Venmo.
All right. Yeah, because we did call the bicycle shop for him.
Tell him the news from the north of I talked to Karen Fien.
Yeah, I'll tell him. If he answers.
He won't answer. Is that money?
He's watching the show live. He don't want to answer.
Oh, he loves watching.
Yeah, he watches every episode. Yeah,
he's probably watching. He's probably watching the Gratcast.
Yeah, he's definitely watching the Gratcast.
I almost spit all over. Gratcast.
So stupid. Speaking of Gratcast, you weren't on the show last week, but I'll play this. I thought it was very fond of you. You weren't texting me back, but I knew you were watching. So I just tuned in because I was bored, and it was so funny how you and I work alike. You immediately
sent a picture message. Let's see what that is. Oh, okay. By the way, Jim Stansel. Oh my God, I'd love to fucking take. I'm just gonna read it. Jim Stansel backing up the play of fucking. I love these boys. I'm going to say it again. Fucking Ski Mask Collective, we fight. I fight with them, but it is they're a young me and Aaron. You can see it in my face. Here's the text exchange between Stansel and Ski Mask. Let's wrap up. Great episode. That's what we used to talk. And then fucking Ski Mask writes to Stansel, yeah, bro, that was fun. Sorry we couldn't get to Nick more. I will upload the audio later. And then he wrote, by the way, if I croak before you, never make me a GoFundMe. And he wrote, ha, 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 same deal. Now, I would love, and watch me pay Bob Levy.
My favorite part about the clip, where he goes, Ski Mask Collective, I love those boys. We fight. I mean, me and Gino have had our ups and downs. I mean, I protested outside of his comedy show when he could have just, you know, allowed me to use my tickets that I had to sell back, but
so say what you want about Gino and you and us, but that's the whole thing, right? We do it all. We've always said we do it all on the air. There's no fucking calling people's jobs or being gay off the air or sending DMs.
We don't care. You know?
We don't care.
We do not care what goes on outside of these airwaves. It's so dumb.
It's comedy.
Like we've talked about before, you know, we got 12 minutes left because we have #realjobs, #realshit to do.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of something.
What?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of I just built a new closet over here. So
I'm at work.
Boy, I'm working too. I work Monday through Friday, though. Gino's funny. All right. Say what you want about Gino. When he's funny, he's funny. And I love how all the people got mad at him for saying the stuff about Bobby, whatever. Listen, Gino was just throwing it out there to see what works. What do you think comedy is? How the fuck are you going to know if something works unless you try it? How? There's no way. You could talk to yourself in your head. You could talk to yourself in the shower. But until you put it on the airwaves into a microphone or on a stage into a microphone, you're never going to know it's going to work. And yeah, me and Gino have had plenty of beefs. He's blocked me on Twitter multiple times. You know, I'm responsible for the Saturday Night Gino picture. I am. I got him hammered. Get big phone calls from Gene, bro.
We got a call coming in.
All right, he's got big phone calls to make, folks. Big important stuff. My point is, I like Gino. Everyone wants to hate. I'm not gonna watch his show. His show stinks. My show stinks. I'll be the first to admit it. This show, it's not, do I put any work into this? Look at my background. No, I just set up a microphone, which I'll put away here in about 10 minutes, and I'll be done with it. You know, does Gino put any work into his Gradcast? No. Does he put any work into his relationship? I don't fucking know. So the whole, that's the whole thing. Just fire it up, put a microphone in front of your face, and have a good time. So that's what I love about Gino. I love the Gradcast. I'm not watching. I was bored last weekend. I just happened to catch a clip. What I'm saying is, I like that versus him trying to go overboard on In Hot Water, any of that shit. But he's right about you and I, saying the young Aaron and Gino, because you and I bounce off each other just like those two bounce off each other.
Yeah, bounce off your cock.
Yeah, I know. We bounce off each other, daddy, puppy chew. So, you know, he's right about that. I just hope there's not a downfall like that.
Oh, there'll be a downfall eventually.
Oh, there'll be one. Yeah, the only downfall that'll happen when you never get paid again is if you unalive yourself. That'll be the only
Nobody
way you never
get fucking done. Self-destructs like old Stancil, let me tell you. I'm the self-destruct king. I eventually alienate anyone close to me, and I'll do it again, so help me God. Now, we haven't even weighed in on the big upcoming roast on Tuesday. We're saving this for the big finale here.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I'll let me say this.
I have no comment on this.
Really? Well, yeah. You're gonna comment. I think Ray, and I'm not just saying this. I truly believe this. I think Ray is a better comedian and writes 100%. Better jokes. Uh-huh. I think Ray will write better. Here's what I'm worried about with Chad is that he's gonna make a joke of it, and then the judges are gonna give him the win just because he's kind of like having fun with it. But if I get where Ray is coming from, I will say that if they did it live, I think Ray would win. I'm a little worried in this format they're doing that Chad will get an advantage because Ray is a real comedian and does better stuff on stage. Is that, if that makes sense?
It does.
So I'm team Ray. I'll be, I work Tuesday evening. So Ray, if you really want me to read stuff, you better give me a heads up. I would hope, I obviously was joking around saying I would volunteer. I mean, I would, but I would hope he would do it himself.
I'm team Ray.
And just as a note, they should give no votes to any chatters or super chatters. That's fucking stupid.
Thank
Please.
You.
Just keep it to the real people. These guys don't have a sense of humor as it is, half of these super chatters. Right. Half the things they type stink and they hold up the show. So
It's also weird in itself, Stancil. I hate to cut you off. You're making a great point. It's also weird in itself to see the super chatters are always there, no matter what time Kevin goes live.
Yeah, get a job.
With this job, I half the time I can't catch a show live. You know.
Right. I could watch usually like the first hour, maybe. Otherwise, I watch it on the Patreon, right. Patreon.com
Correct.
MLC podcast, just like Patreon.com Ski Mask Media. Join them both, but please.
I do believe that Earl Skakel, who's one of the judges,
I believe that
he is going to take this the most serious.
Yes, I love
and
Earl.
And also, I said on this very show that Chad was going to get drunk before the therapy session.
Wow.
And he took that seriously. So I kind of have a little bit of hope that Chad will take this seriously.
Well, wow, you're all in on Team Chad these days.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Oh, you said you liked him.
I was happy. I was surprised.
I was surprised that
Chad showed up to that nice. You know, I showed up with a fillet of fish making a joke out of it. It's hilarious. You know, but Chad showed up with a tie. All this. It was funny.
I
think Ray is thinking too much about it. I think Chad's a better, way better podcaster than Ray will ever be. But as far as stand-up, Ray definitely writes better jokes. He's a funnier stand-up 10 out of 10 all day than Chad will ever be. So you're right about this format. It's going to depend on the judges. And that's why I said Earl. That's why I love that Earl Skakel is there. Because even though he's friends of Chad, I do believe that him being a roast battle master, he's going to take this seriously no matter what. Because he's come on Sad Chad before, even though we were trashing him. You know,
like I said, I just hope it's not like a hit piece. I hope it doesn't turn into, which I understand it would be funny, but I would rather see a real competition. I hope it doesn't turn into just bashing Ray, everybody just bashing Ray and making fun of his shit and But like you said, yes, Earl is a Roastmaster General, obviously a four-star Roastmaster General. So hopefully he brings some. And I guess if Cassidy is on it, Cassidy takes it seriously. So
I think do you think Cassidy's going to take it seriously? I mean, after
he
demolished Chad at the last roast. I kind of think that's a little bit unfair to have Cassidy.
I think he's going to be appalled by both parties. Please hold.
Hey, answer the call. Kelly says Team DeVito. Now, listen, folks. I'm Team Alex Stein. Do I think he's going to win? No. I was Team Stevie Lou. Did I think he was going to win? No. Ray DeVito's my friend. Am I Team DeVito? Absolutely. Do I think he's going to win? No. But I'm always wrong. That's the point. I'm always wrong. You know, I consider Ray a friend. You know, we've hung out a little bit. You know, what's going on? Went to his roast. But at the end of the day, I think this format, doing it over the airwaves, Chad is going to be much better at striking as long as Chad shows up sober. And yeah, if Kevin starts to read the super chatters, it's over. It's trash. Let him roast and then save the last hour and a half, 2 hours for the super chats. Let him roast without reading the super chats, KB. I know you're watching. So do that and it'll be good. That's it. So, yeah.
How about my girl Jocelyn Jane passing out, being barely coherent on the show this week?
Did she pass? I never watched. I was listening.
I don't know what she's doing. She said she wasn't high or anything. But
she was like, I guess she just didn't get the format of what MLC is.
Yeah, because she was going in. I've done In Hot Water, whether you're sucking dicks together, me and her. I've hung out with her a couple times. And she was very lively. So I think she was just over it. An old man calling her a cunt.
Yeah. Yeah. He was
hilarious.
He was yelling he was yelling cunt a lot.
And I like how he would just talk to Alex and then go, so you like fuck black guys or
No, my favorite thing is like on the sex worker Wednesdays. What's his opening question? Shit, dude. It makes me laugh every time because he's done it the last 3 weeks, whatever.
Oh, I was drinking with Ruby just this week.
Oh, really? Does she look as good in person, or what's going on?
She's not bad in person. And I met Rex. Mm-hmm. I met her husband, who
is big piece.
Took a shot with Rex. Looks like he does. It looks like he does. He had an earring, and he was wearing a newsy cap. So yeah, I was hanging out with the great Ruby Lynn just this week. Unbelievable. Or was that last week? I don't know.
And I was watching an episode with my girlfriend. She was like, "She does porn." I was like, I guess so, hon. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, pretty attractive.
What's Kevin's opening line to all these porn stars? Because he'll ignore him for like the first 5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
Absolutely hilarious. And he goes like, it's not the virginity one, because that's like the second question. But I don't know. I can't remember the question, but I'll remember it for next time.
Who knows? Maybe they'll
it's
never.
It's the opening question he's asked each of these porn stars.
No, I know what you're talking about. I got
it's so funny.
No chance I remember, but I know what you mean.
Right. If anybody in the chat knows, I mean, you're welcome to put it in. It'd be fucking great.
Yeah,
fucking chatters.
Pay attention, homos.
The fuck. Sorry, I can't remember. Hashtag real job.
Wait, let me just check my notes. I feel like there's something else. There.
Yeah, let's get to. We got one more point to make, and then we're wrapping up because I got
one more topic.
I gotta go to a Halloween party tonight where I'm gonna get drunk as fuck.
No, you can't drink.
You're right. Can't drink. Fuck. I'm taking an Uber.
No, I don't have. What? Tell me about the Halloween party. That's more interesting than what I had.
I don't know. It's first of all,
house party,
and I hate to trash it because I don't want any of them to. None of them watch the show. Yeah, it's a house
not yet.
Party. Yeah, they will because Frank. You know, me and my lady were dressing up. We wanted to make it cheap. You know, I got the lizard skins, the Wranglers. So
sure,
we're dressing up like cowboy, cowgirl, and I'm wearing the SMC hat. That's what I mean. When they ask what SMC is, they'll probably be watching.
You should be a space cowboy in memoriam of Lord Huron.
It's not bad. Space cowboy.
Space cowboy. That's how a lot of people. It's how a lot of people describe their music.
Mm.
Yeah, like Lord Huron. taking over.
So I don't know. I don't know any of the people there, but I got to dress up, I guess. And but who throws? I mean, Halloween's over. Who throws a party after Halloween?
Well, I remember back at the old Lax House days there in the very New Haven in which you live. We would always do it the weekend after. So we were guilty.
Okay. All right. So maybe it's a Connecticut thing. Maybe it is.
If Halloween was during the week, we would do it the following weekend so we could bang more whores later into the year.
Because you know what I mean? Whores still want to dress up.
Right, because they're going to go out. That's why we would do it, because they're going to go out the weekend before anyway, because it's still October. Yeah.
What's weird about this, I think it's a couples only party, because like the invitation.
Is this like a swinger
list,
thing?
No, because it's a relative of my lady. But
well, knowing you, you like the incest stuff.
Oh, come on. It's just dicks are funny. Balls are funny. Who cares? James R. is correct. Pink is Cancer Awareness Month. Kelly, show your flaps for cancer. Let's see what's going on.
She probably will. She's freaking whore. She's sending pictures to everybody but me.
She hasn't sent me any pictures. I sent her
James R. Another shout out, James R. He was watching Sports Mass yesterday. We had a great crew watching sports yesterday. Oh, what does she want now?
James R., my flaps are for Stancil's eyes only. When you can see his eyes, it's his. It's awfully dark in there.
Look at this.
We got split tongue looking like Gene Simmons.
Can you do that?
What? Yeah.
Touch your tongue to your nose?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a good show.
I know how to eat ass, eat put all that, bro. I'm a professional. That's why I've never been single for more than 3 months. All I got to do is...
Well, I would eat the girl's ass and look it up now, but it stinks.
Really? What's going on
with that? Yeah, it's not good. Not good. Well, we always hang out after work, and she's got a real job, so she's always moving around. And she's got some big cheeks on that ass, because that's what daddy likes.
Tell her to use some of that anti-monkey butt.
I told Kelly, because since Kelly could literally be her mother with the age difference, I told her I would like her to sit down with her and teach her some hygiene, maybe a little birds and the bees.
Ooh.
And then I'll fuck both of them.
Well, folks, listen, this has been great. I'm sure my girlfriend is angry because I know she's watching.
I'm going to get fired for this, and I don't care.
No, it's okay. We'll wrap it up real quick. Oh, shit. What? Whoa. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Hold on. What's that? I got to get this goddamn gym bag. I've been thinking about it the last 2 weeks.
You got to get it. I saw it last weekend. I saw it in person. It was badass. Gym bag, folks. Gym bag is available right now on SkiMaskCollective.com. Get the bag! Get the bag!
Beautiful bag.
Side pocket. Small inside pocket for valuables. See? You can wear this around Chad and not worry about your wallet. It's cold, folks. It's cold.
Oh, I love that.
Constant
I own that. I wear it all winter. People love it. And you're getting constant constantly being released. That's the motto. Everybody else has been copying us for years now. We're the originators. Unbelievable, totally.
I'm going to a Halloween party the week after Halloween. That means Halloween's not over, people. Let's get it going. Do a puzzle while you wait for a pot roast.
If you think I've stopped talking to crows, you're kidding yourself. I was just feeding them peanuts yesterday. It's just the norm now. Get the puzzle. It'll help your grandmother's dementia.
Hunting season starts in November, folks. You don't want the deer to see ya.
Christmas
so
is coming.
Get the camo hat.
I love the flat brim. Do we have the flat brim around? I'm going to buy that.
No, we don't. But okay. I don't have the flat brim available.
But it's on the
site.
Listen,
folks. It is on the website. Listen, guys. I do want to apologize to all of our Patreon members who are watching this for being late on my Patreon post. I do want to apologize on the
You're
lack of audio.
I'm
apologizing on behalf of me.
I do the Stancil Compound pregame, which is for my dear Patreon.
I know, you've
Patreon.
Been working your ass off. That's why you're getting more money. That's why you're getting more money this month than I am. So relax.
I'm going to kill myself.
I do want to apologize for the lack of commitment to this channel. But like Stancil and I always say, we're not going to put anything out unless we feel like doing it. So I hope you guys enjoyed this hour. And until I get better ideas or figure out some kind of shit to put out, whatever, I'm going to keep being lazy and living life like all you fat fucks should. Get outside and do something.
In the meantime, he could make sure, if you didn't watch it live, make sure you check out the Sports Mask for this week. Picked all the games. I made some great points, some great, great points. I told my Bobby Knight story that my ex hung out with them. I talked about the Rangers. I bashed college football.
You sound like Borgo now. Your ex is hanging out with big stars.
Yeah, just talking about how my wife bangs other people like it's funny. Anywho, join the Patreon. Send us money. Put a bullet in my head.
Stancil Compound pregame every
Compound
Tuesday.
Thursday. It'll be Thursday. The scheduling change.
Really?
I'm in it. We had a big day Thursday of Stancil, folks. Compound pregame on Thursday this week at 12:45. The dump at 1:30. In hot water at 2:15. And then the football show at 7 o'clock. I'll see how drunk I can get before that.
Yeah, you can see how drunk you can get Gino.
That won't be hard.
Yes. You know, just to say, of course, Gina popping in and saying SFC merch is the best of the best. Whenever she had a child and wrapped the child in the Stancil blanket.
Oh, Gina's a very sexy lady. She sends me pictures of her child all the time wrapped in my blanket.
And the pillows. I got a picture of
Hello.
What's his name? Echo.
I use my pillow literally daily in my garage. Now I'm going to use it in my car.
One of those. I saw the way Mr. Echo was sleeping on that thing.
Mr. Echo ever come through with a bag? Or?
He never came through with a bag, and I talked to him recently. He still has not come through with the bag, so we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty on that.
Terrible.
I'll try to book him for next weekend. But, we got to start scheduling this for Saturday, Sunday, whatever you can do. And also, you're working at 5 o'clock on a Monday? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, actually, this Monday I'm not, so technically I could.
So what day do you not work right after 5 o'clock?
Usually Tuesday is the only given day, and that's when I'm down in town. Usually I do work.
Not this week. You're going Thursday, apparently.
But I'm working Tuesday night because I'm not there.
Gotcha.
That's why I'm doing Thursday because I got a real job. You could possibly do Monday, I guess.
Well, not this. I mean, in general, I want to start, you know, where people know when to expect to catch.
I pretty much
live.
Work 6 or 7 days a week with nothing to show for it, which is why I'm going to leave this earth.
I mean, this has been fun, but you're much better in the garage where you throw shit.
I'm not going to be in a garage in a couple of weeks anyway, so hope you like cars.
All right, Stancil. I love it. Go to SkiMaskCollective.com. Buy some merch so I can send this man some fucking money, please. Drop some super chats. Sign up for all of our shit so I can send him money so he does it on the live himself. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Great show. Let's get out of here.
Thanks, everybody. See you soon.